92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite, every Friday at 7:45, Chamber Chat. In the WGHN studio early this morning, we say hello to April Tripp from the Grand Haven Ferrisburg and Spring Lake Chamber of Commerce. They're so happy that you're back at the Chamber. I'm happy.
You.
I'm happy you're back at the Chamber.
Thank you.
You're just one of those people. You're just a breath of fresh air. You know, you always walk in from the parking lot with a smile on your face. I see a lot of things in this studio. Trust me. We're happy that you're back.
Thank you.
What do you exactly do for the Chamber?
Yes. Yeah, so now at my return, I am the Director of Programs and Events. So I am running all of our events and programs. So anywhere from our Early Birds, Bashes, to the Grand Haven Art Festival, the Jingle Bell Parade, anything you can think of, I have my fingers on.
All kinds of things,
yes.
Huh? Now, I see that you've got something coming up about community connections. What is that all about?
So this is always my favorite event of the year. Mm-hmm. So it's in participation with our yearly or our monthly bash.
Okay.
And so this one is at Central Park Place, mm-hmm. and it's a little bit different where we are working with the Lakeshore Nonprofit Alliance.
Oh.
And so we will have a group of about 20 to 25 nonprofits set up with their booths, and you can go around, you can network, have some food. It will be catered by Lakeside Eats, which is an amazing place.
I could go to that place every day.
Me too.
Okay.
It's
dangerous. Okay. I know. Okay.
Yes.
It is.
And so you can network, but then you can also go around to the nonprofits and talk to them, find out what they're doing in your community, ways that you can help, whether it be money, being on a board, donating your time, any of those things. So there's so many amazing nonprofits in the area.
Isn't that a fact?
Yes. It's a great way to actually be able to go around and find out what's going on and how you can help.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And there really, really are. There's so many nonprofits, and maybe, you know, I know that requirements for graduation, I'm not thinking year because they've already got 2 feet out the door. But if you've got a senior in the new school year, they have to have volunteer hours.
Oh, gosh. Yes.
And this is a great chance for your senior, not you, to go check for them, the senior, to maybe go to this event and take a look around. Or there's people that are retired. I know somebody that just sent me a message on Facebook the other day. I just retired. Is there something I could do in the Tri-Cities? What do you think?
Right.
There you go, right?
Yeah. It is no matter what you're into, if you're really into reading, you know, we've got the libraries. If you'd like to help out with food insecurities, we've got Love and Action, and food pantries, and mm-hmm. homeless prevention partners.
Right.
You know, anyone you can think of, there's an opportunity for you out there.
Yeah, that's a fact. What is the date on that again?
That is on Thursday, April 17th from 4:30 to 7:30. And that is at Central Park Place.
That's a good time, too. That's a good time. Tell me about the annual meeting coming up in May.
Oh, yes. So we are changing up our annual celebration a little bit.
Oh, you are?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
So this will be a lunchtime event. And so we are going to go over, you can attend, find out what the Chamber has been up to in our last year, what we have accomplished, what we are working on. And then we also launched a new award series. So we are asking all of our members to vote for other members for Nonprofit of the Year.
I love this.
Yes. Small Business of the Year and Business of the Year that has over 30 employees. So you can go ahead, you can vote, you can say why you'd like them to win.
I love that.
Yes.
That's awesome. And that's going to be the May Bash is at Electro Media.
Oh, yes. And that is going to be a fun one.
The event will have an outdoor tent seating, outdoor music, and a chance to win a fancy cooler.
Yes.
And a nacho bar.
Yes.
From Dr. Rolf's Barbecue.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yeah. They are really going all out for this bash.
Okay.
I absolutely love the bashes because you can go to all these different areas in the community and learn about what the businesses are doing that you would have never thought we had going on in our community. So those are always a lot of fun to go to.
What do you think what is the favorite part of your job, April, at the Chamber?
That is hard to pick because it's going to sound cheesy, but I absolutely love everything about it.
I know you came back to the Chamber. So,
but I really do think it's just the members. When I first left, that was actually the hardest thing, was having to leave all of them.
Yeah.
But coming back, you know, you're just getting to meet all these different business owners in the community and people that are working to make a difference and love the Grand Haven, Spring Lake, Ferrisburg area.
Mm-hmm.
And are just, everyone's just working together to make this a better community. And it's absolutely amazing to just be able to meet all these people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are a people person. You are. You're a people person. I don't know if I am anymore. I sit in the studio by myself. All people think, oh, she just loves to be out and about. I talk to myself so much that I find when I'm kidding. I'm a people person too. Yes. The 64th annual Grand Haven Art Festival is going to be off the hook.
Yes.
So you need volunteers, don't you?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Okay, talk about that.
Yes. So you can go on our website, grandhavenchamber.org, click on community events. We've got the art festival right there, and we have all the information about food truck vendors. That is open until April 10th.
Oh, good.
If you want to sign up to try and be a vendor, then we have got the list of the artists and then the volunteer opportunities. It's going from Friday, June 27th through Sunday, June 29th. No matter what type of thing that you would like to do, we have opportunities. You could sit in our booth, kind of answer questions as people come up.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
And then we have the snack wagon, which is always very popular. You get to walk around with the wagon and hand out snacks and bottles of water to the artists and chat with them.
Oh, okay.
And then you could do booth sitting, where if someone needs to go grab something to eat or use the restroom or anything like that, you just get to sit in their booth and kind of hang out for a little while. I'm sure not as popular, but if you are strong, we'd love people to help set up and tear down afterwards.
It's a lot of work, isn't it? That tear down is a lot of work.
Yes.
It's a lot of work.
The hardest position I did get filled, I'm making my boyfriend do the setup on the morning of, where he gets to direct all the traffic.
There you go.
So that one is filled.
There you go. There you go. People can head to grandhavenchamber.org. Well, it is a delight to have you back at the Chamber, April.
Thank you.
You're a breath of fresh air, and I'll tell you, I cannot wait till we can look out and see the fishing charters and the big ships come through and everything in between. We're one day closer to summer, right?
We have the best view in Grand Haven, I think.
That's a fact.
Yes.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
It is Chamber Chat.